The museum is the first of a two-phase project by the Atlanta Board of Education to house and archive the history of Atlanta Public Schools. The museum will trace the first 100 years or so of APS history, says Dr. Howard Grant, executive director for the Board of Education.
We have artifacts, we have newspaper clippings, we have many photographs that trace our history from our first school buildings to our former board members from the 1800s and the 1900s.
Despite the recent cheating scandal, Grant says APS has a broad and important history.
In spite of the most recent history that we've been making, it's important for us to understand and appreciate the rich history that we've had.
Atlanta public education goes back to 1866, he says, starting with public education for black students.
And it wasn't until a white Catholic priest that actually came in and said that he wanted to establish a public school system that was inclusive of all students, black and white. And that's when they started the first Board of Education in 1869 and then petitioned the city council.
The museum explores everything from Margaret Mitchell's role in public education to the first long-distance telephone call made from APS. And scattered throughout the museum, you'll find evidence of WABE, as APS was the first school system to have its own radio station. The Board of Education still holds WABE's license. Again, Dr. Howard Grant.
I mean, it all started with the whole technical and voc-tech curriculum that was put forward in Atlanta Public Schools early on.
The museum will be open for tours after Friday. Phase two of the archive project will be on the electronic side, including a searchable website. For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.